From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting.
It was an act of pure evil.
President Donald Trump at the South Lawn of the White House on Monday, remembering the attack, the worst mass shooting in American history in Las Vegas on Sunday night. At least 58 people are dead and 515 people wounded.
Hundreds of our fellow citizens are now mourning the sudden loss of a loved one, a parent, a child, a brother or sister. We cannot fathom their pain. We cannot imagine their loss.
Police and federal investigators still do not have a motive for why 64-year-old Stephen Paddock of Mesquite, Nevada, opened fire on a crowd of more than 22,000 people attending a country music show. Paddock shot from a hotel room on the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay Casino, located across the street from the outdoor concert. One off-duty police officer was among those killed, and another two on-duty officers were injured. Paddock was found dead in his hotel room. It's believed he killed himself. Police found at least 10 rifles in his home and many more in his hotel room and many more in a search of his home. People are waiting online for as long as 8 hours in Las Vegas to donate blood to the victims of the shooting. The Clark County, Nevada Sheriff Joe Lombardo is now saying that along with the 19 weapons found in the hotel room, 18 more guns, explosives, and thousands of rounds of ammunition were found in Paddock's home in Mesquite, Nevada. Along with gunshot wounds, many people were injured by being trampled and trying to climb over fences to get away. This is VOA News.